1453 Janice Brittingham Dix, south of Bunny Lane, 1,718 feet south of Route 20, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Name and address.
Russell A. Brittingham, 25815 Bunny Lane, Seaford, Delaware.
Swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay, I'm here this evening for about the extension of the hardship for my mother. My mother was not aware that she had to file for this extension every year. We've kept up with it. We've had it there, I think, since 03 or 04. Everything is the same. Medical condition is the same. The home is there. The well's there. Everything maintained well. No one seems to have a problem with it. We just messed up and forgot to file for the extension. That's why I'm here this evening.
It was granted in 03,
mm-hmm.
and you should have got a letter in sometime during 05 to let you know that it had to be
right.
Made.
Well, see, we've kept up to it. She had a letter from 07. She had the one for 09. We missed the one for 08. So that's when we received the letter, and that's why I'm here this evening. For they told us we need to have come to the hearing.
Right. Okay, well, let's start now. You're requesting a special use exception for a second mobile home for medical hardship.
No. Everything is the same. I put my home behind my mother's home. I live there in my home alone. It's behind my mother's.
That is a second mobile home.
Right.
That is your second mobile home.
Oh, I thought you meant another home. No.
That is the second mobile
home.
Yeah,
that's the second one.
Okay. Second mobile home is yours. That's been there, so you've been able to help your mother and dad, right?
Yes, sir.
So the one that you're wanting is the extension of, and they've got a home down. We got the letter from the doctor who's in Virginia?
Yes. See, my stepfather has family. His mother is still in Virginia, and he has a home down there. And he goes down. They go down there once in a while to help make sure she's okay.
And who takes care of them down there?
That home?
No, it takes care of your mom, dad. I mean, if they're down there, who's down there to help take care of them?
I take care of the one here. They have help that helps them down there. He has also had, his family is down there.
Oh, okay. You do realize that if this were to be granted tonight, that it would be your responsibility to come back in again after it was granted. Every year you come into the office?
Yes.
Like I said, from 2003 to here at 2009?
Yes.
So it would be your responsibility to do that every year. Right. You go right into the director.
Now, is that, I bring a letter from her physician or?
Well, yeah, if the condition hasn't changed, I mean, if the condition is the same,
right.
She's still being said, you want to bring that with you, but now if something would happen, your mother would not need it, then that would, you know, the use would be gone and be terminated.
Yes, I understand.
But yeah, you need to bring that in, this one like you've got here.
Okay, now,
or a doctor down
would
there.
That more or less be this date every year, or will they set a date for that, or just do it the first of every year?
You'll receive a letter.
You'll receive a letter from the office informing you that you would need to... To come in, that you were doing is about to elapse or expire, and that they
okay.
remind you what you need to bring
okay.
in. So once you get that letter, you would most definitely.
Okay.
Because if not, then you'd have to come back here.
Right.
Okay.
That's where we messed up. We didn't get the other letter. We didn't get the letter in.
Now you have to bring the letter in.
Yes, I understand that.
Okay. Just so you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Excuse me, Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Would you say this is your mother's primary residence?
Yes, they're here more than they are in Virginia.
That's it.
Okay. question? Okay, hearing no further questions?
No.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 10453 for a period of 2 years.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,453 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
I thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.